Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're not even thinking about it. We're having some oysters.
I like it.
Except oysters made my lips blow up. I think I'm allergic to oysters.
Yeah,
I'm allergic.
That is for sure allergic.
Is that because do your lips, will they become numb? Then I got a blister. It became
herpes.
It became so hot that it blistered, and it happened on my dick too. It was crazy. And then it burned when I peed.
Happens every
Is this
three
oysters?
Months.
Is this oysters?
That What's wasn't happened? The cocktail sauce, buddy. I'll tell you that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's a Monday. It's a real ass motherfucking Monday, bitches. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, coming at you like Cleopatra. As always, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
A little bit of a stressful morning. Lots of stuff going on. We're going to talk about that today. Spent my morning in court.
Obviously, your formal wear.
It comes in a tuxedo t-shirt.
As one does. Actually,
Your Honor.
Doggy, I just moved, and I'm going through like all these clothes. I have too many clothes. And, you know, so maybe I check her. Like she was in a garbage bag. She was like, we're going to throw out some of your clothes. So it was like, you know, it's old t-shirts. And I came upon my tuxedo sleeveless t-shirt. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to use this for? And I threw it away. And then I waited a beat, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to need that again.
Yeah,
I fished it out of the trash.
I got
trash.
A wedding coming up.
My chick, she's like, what is wrong with you? The amount, because I have like props that I keep and like gags. I have like American flag sunglasses and a cowboy hat and a fucking, you know, a fucking zipper fucking nipple thing or whatever. And my chick's like, she was like, what do you need this for? I was like, gags. I might need props.
Sounds like you live in a Spencer's gift, by the way.
I got
That's
the eyeballs with the springs on them. And fucking...
Calm down, babe. Go to the blacklight posters in the back. Don't throw out my naughty greeting cards. You got real represent yourself vibes, by the way. Did you get a lawyer for this?
We're going to talk about it now. Let me introduce my guests. You guys know them and love them from the Are You Garbage podcast. So funny and such good guys that I've forgiven and forgotten them screwing me over.
Wait, hey, what are you talking about?
I was also the prosecutor in court this morning.
You know, these guys, they but that's how good they are. I'll give it to them. I fucking love these guys. The Are You Garbage Boys, H. Foley, Kevin Ryan, both back on the show.
Wow, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We love
man.
You guys, too.
Very happy to have you guys here. We have a new platform, the new GasDigital.com. If you guys are not signed in and subscribed, please go to GasDigital.com. Working out all the bugs right now with the new platform. But we really are. In real time, updates are being made. It's really been a fucking great experience so far. I know that there have been issues, but there's fucking, I think, let me see how many people are fucking watching live right now. Shit, God damn it. I'm not signed in. I thought it saves you when you sign in, Shannon. Isn't that a thing?
I see. It's upwards of 400 right
wow.
now.
Wow.
Hachi Machi.
Wow. Hachi Machi. I like that. There we go. Look,
shout out to Blind Mike for building the website.
It's all in Braille.
We do have an incredible show planned today. I want to get into it. I'll tell you what happened this morning in court. So this is from, if you guys remember, I was at the airport.
Oh, God. Federal charges?
Is it federal charges? No.
I mean, airports.
You tell us. You were in court.
I don't even know. My stomach hurts. You just said that. I was like, dude, is this federal? Am I going down? Federale? What is this?
It's not some local yokel.
I was at the airport, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was picking up my sister. She had been picking up a goddamn brand new puppy. Right? Hold on, I'm hitting live. Or is it? Oh, now, yeah, it's live. Sorry, guys. I'm here. I got this. We're doing fucking good. Okay. So I was at the airport. She was picking up a new puppy. cop comes around. He's like, bam, 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 you gotta go. And I'm like, okay, I pretend to ignore him for a while. He keeps on honking his horn, whatever. So finally he comes up to me. He's like, what's your fucking problem, buddy? And I'm like, I was like, I didn't know you're talking about me. We started having a back and forth. He's like, get in the car. You gotta go. And then he was like, if you don't move right now, I'm gonna give you a ticket. And I literally said to him, I was like, give me a ticket. I was like, I don't care. Give me a fucking ticket. Let's go. Because I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I'll pay $100 to fucking
sit here.
So then he runs my license. My car's not registered. The insurance card is the wrong insurance card. I have a warrant out from when I was 19 years old from a ticket that I didn't pay from back fucking then.
Jesus.
They impound my car. Becomes a whole to-do.
Jeez, dude.
So
with
I want to know.
With his sister, the new puppy,
and two crying
kids
children.
In the car.
That's real Puerto Rican
shit. They're all
shit
crying. But two, the children, the puppy, and my fat sister are all crying.
They take everybody downtown?
It's a goddamn nightmare,
dude. Going to the pound, dog.
Dude, we fucking rode my sister home. It was a fucking true nightmare. No,
they took the whip. They took the car.
They took the car.
How'd you get home?
And we had to take an Uber home with the whole family and a dog and a whole fucking, and you know, me just in a rotten mood. I wanted to take that dog and I wanted to skip it across the highway. This fucking brand new puppy, but it's a cute puppy. Regardless, had to go to court for the old charges.
Okay,
the 19-year-old Lewis charges today, and I did not have to appear in person. This is all on Zoom.
Do you use a funny background? Huh?
I didn't, but one of my favorite things ever.
Your Honor, I am not a kitty cat.
Dude, that is literally my favorite. Did you guys see that?
Oh, that's great.
Dude, that is great. My literally, to this day, it's just the best, maybe the best. All right, it goes out of the pandemic. The best content to come out of the pandemic was, Your Honor, I'm not a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Then Coke Magic, and then the trial on Legion of Skanks, in that order.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was pretty good.
It was fucking incredible. Okay, and I loved it. But I did not have that. But what was great is I did just get to take dab hits the whole time while other people were fucking going through court.
You're flying too close to the sun, baby.
Yeah, dude.
But no, my chick blew me. I had sex with her during court.
Jesus,
I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God, dude.
Fucking living that life. Huh?
Well, just dude, home court is so much. It's a better thing, dude.
Home really, court advantage.
I never seen that on Judge Judy. Jesus Christ.
I was in contempt of court technically.
Hey, Your Honor, I'm checked. order the court.
It feels so good when you punish me. It feels great.
I'm dead ass. We fucking.
Mr. Gomez, why do you have candle wax on your face?
I was like, I
should take it to Judge Joe Brown.
I asked her. I was like, babe. I was like, we should. I was like, as soon as they call me in, you should let me penetrate you. And she was like, yeah. Hilarious.
Okay, well, where was the computer? Were you on your phone?
I was on my phone. So I had the phone pointed up, and then when I was waiting for them to call my name, and they called my name, I was like, oh, hey.
Wow.
And I had my shirt on, like Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Oh, with no pants on?
No pants. Oh, damn. Yeah. It was fucking, it was a good time. It's great.
Wow.
Got kicked out of the Arby's, though.
What's the Wi-Fi pass right here?
Doggy, it was fucking...
That's hot, dude. Like,
hot.
I'm not going to stop thinking about
it
that.
It was hot. It was actually legitimately hot. We were fooling around while like he was like doing like other like trials with other people.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, dude, it's all Puerto Ricans, dude. Dude, Paramus, New Jersey court, it's literally just Puerto Ricans that commit traffic infractions. And the one kid was so funny, dude. It's when you hear it on the other side, I'm sure in his mind this was... like, such a good plan. He comes on and...
is this all traffic shit?
All traffic
Nothing
shit.
Nothing heavy.
Nothing heavy. All traffic shit. Mine is literally from when I was 19 or 18 years old. This 2001.
Unpaid traffic ticket. That's all it was.
I had an unpaid traffic ticket, and I got pulled over with a suspended license from an unpaid ticket.
Gotcha.
So I got another ticket for a suspended license. Never paid any of those
tickets. But when you got busted at the airport, your car wasn't registered and you didn't have insurance?
No. So my car, I didn't realize I have to register my car every year. I thought the car just re-registers. Like I have auto pay all my credit cards.
It's
I have everything
Netflix.
On auto pay. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was auto pay. And then
I'm TSA pre-check. What's the problem?
The insurance card I simply didn't have on me. They mailed me the new one and I had the old one. Like I opened my glove box and it's just, you know, weed wrappers and fucking unpaid parking tickets.
Can I tell you this for the future?
Please.
You get that in an email, and you can show them digitally. They
you
have
just
to
have
take
a picture of it. They just started that now.
Oh, well, no, that ended up being what happened was I had it in my in the app.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't remember my password, and then I'm doing the thing where I'm trying to change my password, but then the app
what
was
street did
up.
I grow up on, officer? What's my mother's maiden name?
I'm dead ass. So I couldn't. I'm like, I swear to God. I'm insured. I know I'm not registered. I know I have a warrant out for my arrest from 20 years ago. I know I'm going down, officer.
Officer, as soon as I remember my first pet's name.
Yeah. Sport, no.
Who the fuck was my gym teacher? God damn it.
Yeah.
Jamming you.
But yeah, so then I ended up seeing the judge, and then he was like, how do you plead to this? They plead it down to like whatever, so it's just the fine and not the points on my license.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, how do you plead? And I was like, guilty, Your Honor. He's like, do you have anything to say? And I was like, I do. I was the only one. Nobody else said they had anything to say except for me after you plead guilty. I was like, well, just so you know, Your Honor, this cop was taking advantage of me. I was a 19-year-old kid. I was like, they already knew that I had a suspended license because they gave me a ticket for something else, and they let me get back in the car to let me drive, then pull me over to give me a license. I was like, I don't know if that's entrapment. I don't know how it works. He was like, do you want to plead guilty or not? Because we can go to trial. I was like, guilty.
I would like immunity, Your Honor.
Taking the fifth.
Diplomatic immunity.
Get Jack McCoy on the line. Stat.
So that was that. But yeah, no, I did have bong hits and sex during court.
Wow. Are y'all cleaned up now? Is that it?
No, I didn't have time to shower. I had to run right over here.
Now, y'all cleaned up from court.
I'm cleaned up from that one. I got another court case for all the tickets I got from the airport now.
Sure.
It's all happening.
Damn. You'll be able to get laid again.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens.
Not bad. How's the new house?
It's great.
And
I haven't seen it yet. Have you been posting stories?
I posted a couple stories.
I don't think I've seen. Oh, I saw from the inside. Yeah, I saw the kitchen with the.
I can't post from the outside because people could fucking Google Earth you and figure out where you live. They do all that shit. They did that to me before. I did like a video blog in the backyard, and then I just got like a bunch of DMs. And be like, here's your address. Blah.
I saw the picture. That's not terrifying. In the kitchen. The kitchen, there were stairs going downstairs. Is that to the basement, or is that kitchen on the second floor?
Foley can actually find your house from the kitchen.
Foley, I'm close, baby.
Foley judges all houses on how many stairs are in it.
No, like, I gotta go.
I saw some stairs. Hold on. Whoa.
You're telling me I gotta go upstairs to eat? I'm out.
It ain't happening.
Is it on the second floor?
The kitchen's on the first level, but then you go down, there's a sub-level finish. There's like a family room, and then again, there's another finished basement down from there, so there's like two sub-levels, then there's an upstairs.
There's two basements?
Yeah, it's four floors technically.
That's weird.
It is. It's a weird kind of setup, but it's cool.
Nice.
Did you buy this, or are you renting again?
I'm still renting.
Okay.
When are you going to buy something?
My chick moved here. It was bad timing.
From where?
L.A.
Okay.
She just moved. It was bad. I wasn't going to fucking. I'm like, hey, babe. She already felt like self-conscious, like she was moving into my life.
Sure.
So I couldn't be like, oh, hey, I'm going to also buy a house that's legitimately not yours. Just so you know,
this is my house.
Gotcha.
Until we get married. Until so many things happen. So many things would have to happen for this to become your house. Sure. So good fucking luck.
We're going to have to get divorced for this to be half
your
house.
I'm going to have to ask you to marry me. Yeah. We're going to have to get married.
We're going to have to
fall out of love. We're going to have to get divorced. Then half this house is yours. Yeah.
And I'm still living there.
There's no path. It was just bad timing. It was a lot going on. So if things go the way that we want to, you know, at the end of this,
that's
lease,
great, man.
Good. Ooh.
But it's a beautiful house.
Nice.
In ground pool.
Same school
water.
District
in-ground pool.
That you were in?
Yeah.
So nothing too much changes with the kids.
No, yeah. He's good.
Lifestyle.
He's
good.
I'm excited
good.
About
Damn,
it.
That's he was playing cool. baseball the other day, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. There he plays go. Baseball. He plays all of it. Yeah. Like is that classy or trashy?
That's great. Listen.
Time to play classy or trashy. Luis A. Gomez, New Life, New Jersey. Let's go.
I've been on record many a times. You're a great father.
Classy or trashy? Whatever happened to our fucking drop?
It's coming.
You just gotta do it. No. I actually told you we were gonna do this.
Yep.
I said we were gonna play classy or trashy. So are you garbage guys? There's no.
There it is. The originals.
Trashy.
Love that one. Traitors. I forgot about that.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, the baseball, Little League baseball, well, we'd say that's trashy. Right?
What's your involvement?
No,
in
it's
that?
All right. It's pretty good. Cool.
What do you mean?
My involvement, the last game I showed up, I watched him bat once and then I left.
Okay.
That's a step five.
You're not coaching, you're not doing anything.
Coaching.
Umpiring.
He's very unathletic.
I heckle. I heckle my own son, his team.
Hey, number 8, you call that a wiener?
Yeah. I do all the classics. We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
That's good.
We want a catcher, not a belly scratcher.
That's good.
We want a Zach, give me another one.
I don't know.
Is it not anymore? You don't know. Zach knew none of the baseball rhymes?
Nope.
What are the things you would heckle at a baseball game?
I think they're the only two I know. You can't hit what you can't see. If someone had glasses on, that was one.
Swing, batter, batter, batter,
swing. Swing, batter, batter. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
What's the garage situation over at the house? You got a garage?
Yeah.
Are you turning it into the dojo again?
No. We got downstairs in one of the basements. We got the gym.
And did you put a sauna in
there? My girlfriend's got a... one of the basements is just for her TikTok videos.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah,
she's got a good life.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
She's got a good life.
You putting the sauna in?
Maybe.
What's the cold plunge situation? Nothing right now?
I don't really care about it. You like a cold plunge?
I enjoy it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Get out of
town. I've only done it a few times.
You got to go to the East River.
Fucking water displacement.
that's why the downtown was flooded yesterday.
You love making all of the water around the cold plunge wet? Or the floor? Fuck. I'm not a big cold plunge guy. I don't like that shit. I like a sauna. You know what it is? I was thinking about doing it, right? But I feel like I'm going to put a sauna in, because you can get a freestanding one, like where you
can
move it. Sure,
yeah, they're relatively inexpensive for what they are.
It's not bad. And I thought about getting one, but I feel like it's going to be, I'm just not going to use it.
Okay.
It was like, I got the inflatable hot tub, and I thought it was going to be my life, and I used it like 5 times.
What's the backyard situation?
Great.
Grass?
Yeah, got a little bit of grass, got a pool, got
you
a
You got to cut that, or does the landlord cut it?
No, I take care of it. Well, I got a guy.
Okay.
I don't do it. Are you fucking crazy?
I don't know.
What do you fucking mind?
I don't know.
I'm cutting grass.
So you got a landscaper? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The garage? You park the car in the garage?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
He's a garage for storage. I don't know if I feel
Do you back cool. into the driveway, or do you pull straight in?
I pull straight in.
Okay.
Backing in is the classy move.
That's the douchebag move.
That's the douchebag move.
Yeah.
That would be the more paranoid option.
So you can get
why
out.
Do you? Why do you? That's how I back in and out of each room when I'm naked in front of my girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
so she doesn't have to see my flabby ass.
Oh yeah,
he also beeps.
Beep 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 beep. I shit you not. I mean, it's not true. At this point, I kind of let her see my ass. I feel bad for her, though. Every time I look back at her and she has to look at my ass, I'm like, I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah. I scare you out of the room. Still, and I'm married.
Her ass is a fucking work of art, and I mean, it's just...
Let's pull up some pics.
No, please. No. Her ass is like...
He could be lying. We don't know.
No, her ass is like wild. Like, that's
I'm sure.
Like, that's where it's at. You know?
All right.
And my ass looks like... Do you remember the picture of... Yoko Ono and
The John long Lennon. Butt and the short butt.
Yeah.
You have a long butt?
I have Yoko Ono ass. Pull up the Yoko Ono John Lennon picture, and you'll actually see what my bare ass looks like.
That's a wild picture, by the way.
It is.
I mean, neither they both have two of the worst asses ever
for different reasons. They both have opposite asses. Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah.
So you got hers.
You know what? To be honest with you, I had hers, and now I kind of have his. I feel like I got a little more plump in the butt now, but it is still long and flat somehow.
Dude, his crack is about 18 inches. Is long.
I got that. I have a combination of both of them.
Yeah, Foley's got the big fat guy flat ass.
I do.
It's like a wall.
Have you ever seen a picture of like a toad from behind?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I have.
Yeah. Or like a pug standing on its back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have.
All four of us are varying levels of gross, right?
Oh, sure. Sure.
That's not. I don't think that's even a mean statement.
No. You're at the high end of the spectrum.
All right, fine. I will say that I'm probably better looking than you guys.
Sure.
Slightly. Not by much.
Let's I mean, you're like a 9, I'm like a 8.75.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
But like, don't
we're not like these uggos.
Don't you feel bad for the women we love? Like, I feel bad.
It's all the crazy, time.
Dude. I feel legitimate. I look at her and I'm like, I feel so bad that I'm doing this to your body.
All the time.
I said to her the other day, I was like, babe, I was like, this is like new. Like, we're like living together. I was like, my libido will slow down eventually. Cause it's not, cause I'm like, I just fucking grab her at all times. Like, it's
I can get hard in a second.
Yeah.
It's just
I'm
like,
ready to go. Bluechew.com, guys. Use that promo.
I'm all
garbage.
Natural.
No, but my libido's like a 14-year-old Puerto Rican kid. Like, it's never changed. It's always been the same
Mine's
thing.
Mine's in the toilet.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't have a good libido.
No. Bad. Really. But worst on my ass.
When I...
You're unattractive to yourself.
Very. I think about that all the time.
But that's probably what it is, because when I'm more out of shape, my libido starts to go down. And when I get... Like, if I just work out 2 days in a row, there's no difference. But, like, in my head, there's a difference.
The blood's pumping.
Dude, I'm fucking like, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm fucking like... I really become a hornball. But I told her, I was like, I feel really bad. I was like, I it will slow down. She was like, no, I don't want it to. She was like, I love your libido. And I was like, really? I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you you doing when it's just you in the house? Take James out of the equation. Are you walking around in the underwear? Or
no,
you,
I'll go completely naked.
You'll go completely naked. Walking around naked.
All day.
With the bird in there.
My dick?
With, you know, with your
with
girl.
With your lady.
Oh, with the bird. I was like, yeah. Hey, can you call your bird?
I leave that in the room.
I can't, I tuck it? Where do I put my bird?
Here comes the rooster.
I'm just talking to my son. Like, James, stop touching your bird. I tell him every day. With the chick, I walk around naked.
Yeah, I'm rolling around. Usually, I usually strip down to my undies when I'm in there.
I'm completely naked very often in my house.
Never.
And
I don't even shower.
I have a robe. I wear a robe.
That's
but I'll
classy.
Be naked under the robe very often. Like, and then I'll just drop the robe and I'll walk around naked. Do you not walk around your house naked, Zach?
Constantly.
It's
basketball shorts and that's it.
Sure. It's
do
so
you
free.
Put on a shirt to answer for takeout?
I creep around the side, stick my hand
out. Big lion's paw coming out
like Jason.
I'll
like the Sandlot where you just see the big paw grab the ball.
I've answered the door in my underwear. When it's a male, I'll see it's a male in my underwear. I've answered for the Uber Eats just straight up in my underwear.
Sure.
But yeah. Be a fucking man, dude.
Yeah,
I put shorts on or pants.
No.
No, I do it.
I wear my sheath underwear straight to the door. And I don't have like an impressive dick, so it's just a little tiny poker.
It's like not even in the hole. It's above the hole.
No, it is, dude. It's sad. It's fucking pathetic.
Hey, buddy, I'm right there with you. Yeah. I have an attractive wife and she's trying to lose like 7 pounds. So she like got a nutritionist and shit. And she was
does this suck being a woman?
Oh, dude.
Dude, 7 pounds I have to not eat one day.
One day
is 7 pounds later.
She's on a Zoom call
That's
a with
poop
a
for me.
She's on a Zoom call with a nutritionist and I am literally eating a whole pizza right off the camera. And I'm like, she's sitting there like trying to lose the last 7 pounds. And I'm just fucking stuffing my face.
What'd she say about the Ozempic, huh? What are you going to get?
I would do that.
Yeah, you.
I want to do Ozempic and testosterone.
Ozempic is that the fat like loss drug, right?
Yeah.
It just torches fat?
No, it's like it's something with the blood sugar. It's for diabetes patients, and they found out that by using it, you know, it's not even like major weight loss.
Kid on Ozempic, what are you doing?
They can't get it for people.
Why can't you get it? I can get anything. Call Chris from Brooklyn.
Because what happens is like
Chris
Bigum, what do you need?
It's supposed to be for diabetics, but all like Hollywood rich ladies are buying it out as soon as they
there's
can
a
make
bunch
it.
Of brands now, though, because it went generic. You can get a bunch of versions of it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Once you get can we get is it over the counter or is it
it's like you,
no, you
it's like Insta, it's like an Instagram doctor. You like go in,
can
you
we,
do a FaceTime.
Can we,
it's like getting Propecia.
I'm going, I got a cardiologist appointment tomorrow.
You
I'm gonna
look
ask
at me
him.
When you say that, you piece of shit.
I just stopped taking Propecia.
Oh, you did?
I did. I'm
you stopped?
It. I stopped.
Oh, really?
Why'd you stop?
What?
I was talking to... why does it bother you so much?
I'm just shocked.
Are you on Propecia?
What?
You got nice hair.
I got full head of hair. I didn't...
I got to take the opposite.
I was talking to someone and they said it messes with your fertility.
Ah,
really?
Yeah, so it's like I was thinking about plugs, but I'm not vain enough. And I don't want them to look bad. I don't mind if everybody knows I have plugs if they look good, but I wouldn't want to leave the room and everybody's like, what the fuck is he doing? Like,
dude,
that would kill me.
I got plugs.
Did you?
Yeah, this weekend I'll be in Fort Worth.
I'll be in
Houston
come on
coming
down
up,
the side
Lafayette
splitters.
Coming up. You know, speaking of which, it's time for plugs. Let's do some plugs.
Plug it
on. What you plug it on? Let's go.
Us?
Oh, is it us?
Yeah.
Oh, Hot Potato.
There we go.
May
Kevin Ryan.
The first week of May, we're going to be at we have Tampa, Dania Beach, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina. Then we have Cleveland, Columbus, and Louisville. We also just launched some new merch today. Go check that out, rugarbage.com. All the tickets are available there and merch. We'll see you out there on the road.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Full dog.
I'm with him.
Same thing.
Just follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny, and I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, we do have a lot of live stuff coming up. This weekend, I will be in Fort Worth, Texas. At Hyenas, very excited about that. Then me and Zach,
good club.
Great club. Me and Zach will be. Oh shit! I completely forgot that we put that up. I'll be at the Comedy Store May 17th. I believe Tim Dillon and Whitney Cummins both already confirmed for that show. 10:30 p.m. One night only at the Comedy Store May 17th. But then May 19th, 20th, Secret Group, Houston, Texas. Me and Zach and Miko are riding again. Cannot wait for these shows. And then we're going to be down in Lafayette, Louisiana, at the Lafayette Comedy Experience May 21st, Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. show. May 25th. 27th, me and Zach will both be at Comics Roadhouse in Uncasville, Connecticut. Then a lot of other live stuff coming up, including Grand Rapids, Amiens, Pennsylvania, Rosemont, Chicago, Illinois. Detroit, and more. And then the Legion of Saints going out for the first time ever in the New England area. A little theater run.
No
Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
Love that.
Boston, Massachusetts, and the Foxwood Casino. All big theater shows. Combination of live stand-up, live podcasts.
Love that.
And some very special things that we cannot tape. So we will have yonder bags at these shows.
Ooh.
So we're going hard.
That's next level shit. You got yonder bags?
Hard,
that's
doggy.
Next level.
Subscribe to Gas Digital, the new GasDigitalNetwork.com. Make sure you guys, the new GasDigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. We're launching two new apps for iPhone and Android. That's all in the works right now. Testing out the platform, fixing all the bugs. And if you have any issues at all, please email help at GasDigital.com. Any issues at all will be addressed in real time. Also, make sure you go to our iTunes. Every single month, we give out a free piece of merch to one reviewer, whether it's good or bad. Right here, doesn't matter. What does it say? It says Buffalo Bald. What's the review, Shannon?
The title is Zia is Hot, 5 stars. It's the only offensive podcast left out there. Absolutely, yeah. I enjoy this podcast.
Damn right, we're offensive as fuck, doggy. What's up with our top girl right now, Shannon? Livvy Dunn. Who, by the way, if you guys think there's somebody hotter than Livvy Dunn,
I don't know who that is.
She's a child. She's a 20-year-old gymnast from where is she?
Ukraine.
From?
College.
Yeah, I literally stopped paying attention as soon as I look at her. I'm like, whatever she does, she's fucking.
Ship it.
Yeah, she's ship hot. It. Well, it she's seems hot. Like some people agree with us, Lois.
Yeah, so she got the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Ah, I know who you're talking about. I still don't.
She's a goddamn.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
She's a smoke show.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go.
Sure. That's really cool.
Yeah. We got to go to the ass shot, Shannon.
Olivia Dunn.
Livvy? There we go.
She's a very beautiful lady.
Yeah, she's hot as fuck. She's hotter on her Instagram. The Sports Illustrated photos
toned it down.
They're literally just okay compared to how
they're a little too artsy for our taste. Yeah. That used to go pretty hard back in the day.
Really?
Sports Illustrated?
I think just in comparison, because that was the only time you could see.
There was times where you that little
see-through. Dude, Maxim Magazine, dude, I saw this the other day. They pissed me the fuck off, dude. Yeah, Livvy Dunn, look at her, you little bitch.
Yeah, she's crazy hot.
You little bitch, she knows what she does. If you think somebody's hotter than her, please send in your suggestions for Top Girl, because
she looks real young there, and that was a little too much.
Yeah, no, I agree, too much sucked. It was terrible. Ew.
Gross.
Yucko. Ew.
Do we know what school? Does it matter? Actually,
you
I don't
transfer
know why.
In?
I still got 2 years left, baby. Let's
San
go.
San Aberdeen Middle School.
Home of the Wildcats.
A Louisiana State.
Let's see. Display name in
Louisiana
the chat
State.
Says, look up Sydney Smith, way hotter than Livvy Dunn. We're going to give Sydney Smith, give her a shot in the Racist Live Chat. We're going to interact right now. Shout out to the Racist Live Chat. If you're a subscriber to Gas Digital, you guys can be a part of the live chat at any given time. Over 500 people right now watching in the Racist Live Chat.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see, Sydney Smith, whoever that is. Can we say her, Shannon?
Yeah, I think this is her.
I mean, the name is Sydney Smith. How are you thinking?
Oh, I know. There's only one in the whole wide world.
This is a TikTok star. Sydney, are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to kill this guy.
I'd rather fuck
I'm
going to
find him. Shannon, ban him right now. Ban him right now. I mean, she's better there, but it's also okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're bad. Like, if you just go to Google Images, we'll bring
Shannon,
up the hottest
please, give me. There's going to be a better image. Whatever that was, it was an article on how she's not hot.
Yeah. Which is not why I'm here. I can't follow hot chicks anymore because there's so many. Like, it's like every time you open your phone, there's just like a million nameless.
Well, Maxim Magazine, they did like their new Maxim chick as a fat chick. Oh, and it made me mad.
Really?
Maxim. Maxim is supposed to be like, hey,
that's
guys.
Like the dirt. Like, that's like the most.
Did they change their name to Maximum Magazine?
Livvy Dunn's rival Sydney
Maximum
Smith was a star with a wild
magazine.
Video. Let's see. I mean, she looks
I'm
hot
on
there.
The cover.
Can we see some more photos of her, Shannon?
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty hot. Okay, let's get more, Shannon. More. We got it. Yeah, she's hot. But I still think fucking Livvy Dunn's
I don't know.
Hot.
I'm leaning
Shut up.
Whoa, cute. She's got a better body.
No,
I like
you're
a nice
wrong.
Set of jugs.
Get out of town. Stop it.
How is she on the parallel bars?
How's she on the mini parallel bar? That's what I want to know. How's she on the fat pommel horse?
I mean, look, she's obviously very hot, but she just doesn't. Look, when you see that photo, it's not like I'm going like, when we saw Livvy Dunn, we knew. Am I right or am I wrong? We
no,
knew
she
was the top girl.
I knew that girl's hotter to me. I can't.
She's great. Obviously, she's incredibly hot.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. Let's see.
Now they got all
I love how there's four
spots.
Fives debating this, too.
Well, actually.
All right. So she got Sports Illustrated. That's good for Livy Dunn.
Yeah. It's good shit.
Good for her.
Sports Illustrated.
I got to tone it down. My girl got mad at me. She's like, you got to fucking stop. Like, you can't, like, I can't listen to you talk about how you want to suck shit out of Livy Dunn's asshole.
Do you do it, like, even off air?
Yeah.
Like, you're doing it at the house?
It was when I met her parents.
I was like, you listen, your daughter's beautiful. I love her. But
have,
hey,
you
Bob,
seen,
like,
you
seen
Livy Dunn?
Have
you seen Livy
Dunn? Do you happen to know the Dunns?
Thank you. I'm dead. I'm actually meeting my chick's parents for the first time this week.
Whoa,
where are you going?
Big, love this.
Where are you
What's
going?
What's the deal? Where?
Dinner, coming to the
where
house.
Where are they from? What do they do?
You
where are
you
meeting
pick that check
them?
Up, Lewis. You got to pick that check
obviously
up.
Obviously, I'm picking the check
no,
up.
No,
yeah. First
split
time.
It. Fuck him.
Right? Her parents are lawyers. I really should just split it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
No, you can't. Just let them. That's what rich guys do.
What do you do?
Hey, we're all rich. Just
what is the move here?
It.
Do you know? I gotta pay the bill.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta pay it beforehand. You gotta get up to go run to the bathroom, find your waiter, say, hey, put it on this card. Just give
that's,
me.
I feel like that's a hold to do. I hate when people do that.
No,
because people
the,
do it.
That's the classic.
That is. I know that's the new move.
Because then you're going to get into. Let me get it. And what if she puts it in front of him? She's assuming he's paying. By
yeah.
By the looks of you, if the check's getting dropped in front of the lawyer, okay?
Yeah. Not the yard work guy.
The check's going to get dropped closer to him, so you're going to have to be hemming and hawing of like. Hey, hand me, no, let me get it. He's
you
go
in, you find
one.
Out who's taking
I'm like, where were you guys Monday morning when I needed you in court?
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm getting I'm serving a nickel next week.
Yeah, dude.
You go in, you hand the way to your credit card, make sure it gets put on this.
Yeah. That's it. They're just going to come
right
over.
Away.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to say, I'm just going to run to the bathroom. You go find your
or
waiter.
Or even before you do that, you just, when you walk in, you're saying before they even serve anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you even order a fucking drink.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
waiter
them,
has your
let
credit
them
card.
See it.
They don't see it.
I'm paying for it. You can't
the same,
let me can't
like it's somebody's birthday. That's what I'll do too. I'll say it's somebody's birthday so we get free cake.
No, don't do that.
That's
no.
what we do. Jesus there Christ. We go. I got ideas here.
No, dude.
I'm already taking the waiter aside. Why not also get free cake out of it?
No.
I'm paying.
Pay for the cake.
If I'm paying, the only thing I can't get free cake.
You know, you can
you're
do
saying no to free cake for
me. No, I hate the happy birthday. At a restaurant. Hate it.
What if I just say, hey, we don't like the happy birthday, just bring the cake?
I would have been, hey, a couple
is there
of
a way, is there
a way
to
desserts
just
on the arm wouldn't kill me, okay?
And they probably don't do that where you're going. They don't do that
where
shit.
Where are you
going?
Going
to do a happy birthday.
No,
do I want
to
say where I'm going?
You don't have to
no,
say,
I wouldn't.
I don't want to say where I'm going because it would be.
Don't say the name, but what kind of restaurant
my,
in the
my
city?
Fans would fucking cancel the reservation, call it a bomb threat.
Yeah.
You know,
or they might send over a nice bottle of champagne.
But like, there is a Puerto Rican man with a nice looking older white couple. He has a bomb.
He has them. They're hostages. Where is it?
They're
an Italian restaurant? Steakhouse? What are you doing?
French.
A French restaurant?
Oh my God. That's really fucking funny.
Whoa.
I looked down in the race live chat for a second. I thought they put a naked picture of my chick in the chat. I just looked down for a second. I thought it was just my because it's a blonde chick that's naked. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I thought my chick was naked. And I was like, you didn't tell me she's naked on the internet, you fucking bitch. Uh-huh. But it wasn't.
Okay.
That chick's pretty hot, though.
Out to show her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix is an incredible, incredible product that makes cutting back smoking a way easier process. If you guys haven't heard yet, Zippix has supported thousands of people who are trying to kick that smoking habit or cutting back with their sublingual absorption toothpicks. They have toothpicks that are laced with nicotine. They get into your system very fast, and you can use them really anywhere you can't smoke.
Yep, Zippix comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke, because there's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and Lou, they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Yeah, and you get to look cool. Who doesn't love having a toothpick hanging out of their mouth? You feel like a cowboy or a Puerto Rican. Either way, go to Zippix Toothpicks right now, Zippix Toothpicks.com, and use the promo code ASK10 when you check out, and you're going to save 10% off your order today. Once again, that's Zippix Toothpicks.com. Use the promo code ASK10 for 10% off. Okay, where were we?
Okay, French place. That's good. So you're going to be showing, I mean, no French place is cheap. No.
You know what you're doing in there? You're going to be able to handle yourself with the ordering and all that stuff?
Why don't we come and quarterback this
No,
thing
you're not.
For you.
You guys aren't foodies. You're just fat. That's not the same thing.
He
okay?
knows his way around.
I know my way around a restaurant, doggy. What would be? Give me some quiz. Give me some questions here.
French fries.
French toast.
French toast. Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to do wine? Are you currently boozing? And do they drink?
Are you trying to impress?
Yeah, I'm trying to impress. I'm boozing. We're boozing.
Okay. They drink too?
They drink.
Is he like a wine guy, do you know? Or is he like scotch? Or like, is he like...
They like whiskey. They're whiskey. They're whiskey fans. All right, so I'm bringing them to a nice French restaurant.
Like, in the city or out in Jersey?
In the city.
Okay.
In the city. They live on Long Island, out in Jersey. We're all meeting in the city.
Okay.
We're going to a nice French restaurant. And then we're going to go to a really classy place for drinks that has like really fun...
cocktails and like
funky cocktails. Cool. And it's super exclusive. It only has like 16 spots in the restaurant.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like you have like an hour and a half window where you could even have drinks here. It's like they do cool shit.
Cool.
All right.
Really cool drinks.
That's before or after?
That's after.
Very nice. You got it. And you made the plans.
Yeah.
You got it.
I picked the places. I made the plans.
You got to take care of everything.
But it's dead. This is it. Me and her parents. She's never introduced a guy to her parents before.
You're the one.
I'm the one.
That's
it's crazy.
Nuts.
How
it's crazy
bad
that
were the ones,
dude? Exactly. They were all locked up. Couldn't get out.
It's
how crazy would it be if you meet like you're like you would like meet them and find out like you like robbed them when you were like 18 or something at knife point?
Son of a bitch, this guy.
Did you judge
traffic court on Zoom?
No, she's fucking great, dude. She fucking moved here from LA.
That's awesome.
I look at her every day. I'm like, are you retarded?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
As I'm
backing out of the room naked.
Beep beep beep.
What is wrong with you?
Jiggle every time I beep. You know what I would do one step further? What? Guy like you, classy guy like
Trace.
You.
Show him his balls. Finish his steak.
You're going to pay. You give him the card. When you sit down, what do you guys like? I'll get some.
I just caught it. Are you going to eat that?
I was
that?
Like, I'm going to fucking hit him if you don't laugh at this.
You know what I would do? Are you going to eat that? Because, you know.
I'm fucking your daughter. I'm going to eat your steak. That's what's happening.
You want a steak medium? You're like, nah, I like it medium rare, actually.
Yeah, what would you do?
You get a couple of apps to kick things off. Set the tone.
Let's get some now.
Some apps.
Set the tone. Yeah, order some apps to the table while you're looking over the menu. While we're looking over the menu, throw a seafood.
But not everybody does that though. Not everybody.
You find out what they like.
I'm saying some places want the order all together. They won't let you put the apps in.
Not disjoint. I would assume
French restaurant. They have courses. They're gonna want.
Yeah. You can get a couple of things. Money talks.
I'm not worried about it.
Let's get some apps started while we look over the menu. That's what I would say.
Do a seafood tower.
We get some drinks. We get some apps immediately. I mean, immediately we get a fucking big plate of oysters.
Let's just go. There you go.
Immediately some oysters.
Now you're setting
We're not even thinking about it. We're having some oysters.
I like it.
Except oysters made my lips blow up. I think I'm allergic to oysters.
Yeah,
I think I'm allergic.
That is for sure allergic.
Because do your lips, will they become numb and
your ear
fat?
Yeah, you're allergic.
And then I got a blister. It literally became
that's herpes.
It became so hot that it blistered, and it happened on my dick too. It was crazy. And then it burned when I peed.
Happens every.
Is this oysters? Is this oysters?
That What's wasn't happened? The cocktail sauce, buddy. I'll tell you that.
Let's see. Swelling of the lips, face, tongue, and throat, and other parts of the body for symptoms.
Yeah, I love how you're like, your throat swells up. Are you allergic to something?
Every time I eat oysters, I do have a little bit of an issue, but I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
I'm covered in oyster bumps again.
But they only bother my lips, though. They don't bother,
seafood flu?
Like, they don't hurt my throat, or, like, I don't have an issue with, like, I don't get sick or anything.
No, I get that with, like...
I think that means it could, though. What? You want to go into anaphylactic shock in front of her parents like a bozo? You got to get fucking Narcan back to life.
You got to deny
some
the
fresh
EpiPen
restaurant.
Yeah.
French is fucking class. French is my favorite type of food.
That's good shit. Man.
Not a huge. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I don't
what
know.
Do you know. What do you mean no? What are you always going to?
I don't know
answer?
Anything.
You just do this every time on your show. Is this the whole show? Is this it? Every time you say you like something, you're like, nah.
I thought we were going to. He said I like. I'm not. It's great. I'm sure. I have the palate of a fucking poor 8-year-old. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
anything.
But that's what French food is like. French food is like.
Is it old school French? Couple of steak frites, a little foie gras. You do the snails.
I never been to this place. I try to get this place was
it's exclusive.
I don't even know if it's exclusive. It wasn't hard to get a reservation. Wow. All the places that were hard to get reservations, I couldn't get a reservation.
Sure.
It's a goddamn nightmare. This place had plenty, wide open.
Wide open.
But I think it's a newer place.
It's just some bar named Frenchie's.
It's a highly rated, like it had, 5 stars or whatever, and fucking, it's It's a David Burke restaurant. I think that means something.
Okay.
The secret is the chef has a rat in his hat that helps him.
Which I made a documentary about.
I always ask Ralph for recommendations.
Yeah, Ralph's a big food guy.
Yes. Ralph's a huge food guy.
Yeah. And what did he say about this?
He said it's a good place.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm excited. I like to see it.
So we'll see what happens. Let's talk about some of this stuff.
Let's talk turkey.
Let's talk turkey. What is this, Shannon? From transgender to transabled, people are choosing to identify as handicapped.
Yeah. So it used to be referred to as body integrity identity disorder, where somebody identifies as handicapped. And these are the people that I feel like we've talked about before, that they feel like they have like an extra limb and they want to have something amputated or something like that. But they're switching it over now to call it transableism, to fall under to the umbrella of a transgender and make it more of a movement. And they're saying that some people actually, some of the people identify as like paralyzed, and that they'll find a doctor to cut their spinal cord.
None of them identify as anything. They're all fucking either, they're either lunatics or they're attention seeking fucking assholes.
Doctors can do that? They can just paralyze you?
I don't think they can. Not in this country.
I feel like you'd lose your license for that.
At least have to talk to the board.
I mean
these are absolutely crazy people.
Isn't there a lady that blinded herself?
My eyes are literally on that story right now. She's 21 years old from North Carolina, and she actually took steps to destroy her own eyesight.
Jesus.
That's mental illness.
Now, if you can finagle a way to get the handicapped parking spot,
you can't drive without your eyes.
I'm okay with that.
So somebody said in the racist live chat, runaway underscore Slav says, Lewis eating French food would be Escar doggy. I mean, it would obviously be Escar Gomez. What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, how bad is he at constructing a fucking joke? What are we talking about here?
Escar Gomez.
Can we please?
Escar J. Gomez.
Can we please?
Impounded cargo.
I'll take the escargot with no insurance, please. Does that come with a high deductible? Oh, excellent. Yes, we'll
have that. fuck me. God damn it, that was a shit joke. It just caught my eye. It distracted me. It was such a shit joke. I'm sorry. So, Shannon, pull up this blind bitch. Is she hot?
Oh, I don't have a picture of the people.
No,
I'm going to take a wild guess and say she's not a looker.
No, maybe not.
She's definitely not a seer.
Hey.
So yeah. People are saying that they identify as handicapped, and then they're making themselves handicapped.
Oh, like, I lied. I found her.
The problem with the internet is we can just share ideas, and that's the problem. Like you should be able to only find like seven other people.
She's hot.
She blinded herself, Shannon?
Yes, she did.
Was she looking in the mirror?
Zach.
Oh my god!
I made myself blind. How did she do it?
Dude, what the
she had
fuck?
A psychologist pour drain cleaner in her eyes. Then she wanted to seek medical attention. Afterwards, she gradually lost her eyesight and now almost completely blind, she said.
I feel like we talked about this bitch back
I
in the day
like,
on the show.
Yes, I feel it. Yeah.
Now that I see her, I'm like, no, I think we made a joke about this chick.
That psychologist got to lose his license,
that,
right?
That psychologist probably doesn't exist. She's saying that's what happened.
Do you want to watch a little of this
No
video?
Doctor would ever, Let's no see. Psychologist would ever do that.
I went blind on purpose. But I don't feel it was a choice.
For most people, going blind would be a nightmare. But for Jewel Shuping, it was the fulfillment of a lifelong dream.
Never having
she
to see her fucking face again.
Called body integrity identity disorder, which led her to deliberately take her own sight.
Oh my god, wipe your eye gunk, bitch.
When there's nobody around you that feels the same way, you start to think that you're just very crazy. I don't think I'm crazy. I think I have a disorder.
Yeah, I see a desk full of horse tchotchkes that tells me the opposite.
The IID means that
I can't look at her, please. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean right now, but it's like this is like
that's crazy.
That's mental illness. That's unchecked mental illness.
Yes. There's nothing
unless you really like sunglasses. I don't know.
there's just
something on that.
There's like a celebration of mental illness in this country where it's like it's kind of crazy. right? And we sort of pick and choose which mental illness we celebrate and which ones we demonize. Sure. And it's like, that is fucking, like, if my son ended up being transgendered in any capacity, whether it's he is his body parts or he thinks he's a woman or I would say, fuck. I would have to start playing in my, like, in my life what I did wrong. I'm not saying that it's inherent, like, it is inherently the parents' fault, but somewhere in that process, something got fucked up, because it is like, it doesn't fucking just automatically happen that way. And it seems like hateful, and it seems like it's this, like, but it's just not. And I'm also not even saying that it's not legitimate, but something went wrong. Like, I have anger problems. Something went wrong in my childhood. Something happened. Doesn't mean I'm not a valid person. It doesn't mean I shouldn't have rights. It doesn't mean that I shouldn't be able to express myself. But let's fucking get real. It wasn't like, oh, well, Lewis is just an angry asshole, and that just is what it is. We should celebrate that. It's like, no.
Yeah, but I don't want you using the calm people bathroom.
I shouldn't.
Do you have a psycho bathroom here?
I had to go rip a sink off the wall. Everything's bolted in really hard.
The mirror is metal.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It would be a very hard pill to swallow. For my kid. And, like, I would love him, obviously. I would, I would love my son if he had any sort of, like, issue or affliction, or if there was anything going on with him. But it's like, you almost have to, like, the more we celebrate it, the more you have just kids that are, like, getting out there and making these fucking sort of lifelong decisions at a very weird time to be making those decisions. When I was 14 years old, I used to wear eyeliner. I had long purple hair. I used to wear JNCO jeans. I thought it was funny and to be weird and different. I could have easily been tricked into chopping my dick off with a little bit of attention.
Sure.
A little bit of attention, because it's what I wanted. I didn't have attention at home, right? Yeah. So I would constantly look for attention in school. I would take a Sharpie and tattoo my whole arm in front of the class, right? What, just stupid things to get people's attention. And I could easily see myself or a group of my friends going down a path where they're like, oh, no, I'm just trans. I identify as this. I had a bunch of weird fucking friends. My group of friends was specifically weird. John Hickey definitely would have been trans. Toby Smith definitely would have been trans. Danny Prusch,
all like
definitely
witness relocation protection program.
Shout out to T. Smith.
Yeah, Toby Smith, Jimmy Jenkins.
With the blind chick, though, like, you just must have no good friends.
Yeah, well,
if I knew somebody that was, I was going to, you would have to go, listen, at the risk of our friendship.
Their sight? Yeah.
What you're doing is insane.
Sure. Well, I think it goes to that. It's like that, like, something started, like Lewis said, like, that made him angry. Something, there was some sort of unchecked something, starvation for attention, some sort of mental illness, something undiagnosed, that got to the point where it's like, I want to pull my eyeballs out.
I mean, it was your childhood. Yeah. Pretty well documented.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would have been better served burning my own eyeballs out than a lot of the stuff that I've done, but. You know, too late now, right? Am I right, boys?
No,
you
and
I got those tickets.
Let's get some Drano in here and figure it out.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I forgot to mention the guy in court earlier today. I thought it was so funny. The Puerto Rican guy got distracted.
Anybody lose it? Like, you know, I'm not guilty and all that shit?
No, so this guy was just like a young kid. He was maybe 21 years old. And the judge is like, it was the prosecutor, I think. It was the prosecutor
the
before
DA.
We saw the judge. Yeah. No. It was the
ADA. You're not going to get the DA.
It was the prosecutor.
Yeah. It's assistant district attorney.
Yeah, whatever. So he fucking... He goes to the kid, and the kid's like, he was like, you were going 29 miles over the speed limit. And the kid's like, yeah. He was like, I would never do that. He was like, my mom She has epilepsy, and she was having a seizure, and I was racing to get to her.
Nice.
And literally, you watch everyone on the Zoom call, because like 30 people waiting to see the call. Everyone was like, oh my God. We all collectively rolled our eyes at the exact same fucking
Everybody
time.
Everybody looked like that blind girl for one second.
Everybody's got crust in their eyes.
It was so funny. And then they were like, he was like, okay, sure. He was like, I would never speed. He was like, but for my mom, I wasn't in the right state of my mind, and I just had to go see my mom, and I had to get to her. And he was like, cool. So we'll plead this down to 9 miles an hour over the speed limit. He was like, there's nothing more you can do. And everyone was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was great.
I had to go to traffic court in Philly. Same thing. No insurance. Wasn't registered. I got pulled over and they took my car and I had to go get it. I had no money. I was like proper crazy in debt. My brother came with me and they were like, hey, we'll put you on a. So we get there. I would like fucking $1,800 or something. The towing fees, the overnights and shit like that. And I get there, and my brother's like, all right, like, I'll be able to give
you. It's so funny back then where it was like, that will sink me for life.
For life.
Oh, really?
For life.
You guys know, you guys have a car now.
Yeah.
I'd rather figure out how to rebuild my life with a new car than get $1,800 right now.
To get that shitty car back. Yeah. Hey, I don't want that fucking thing for $1,800. I'll go buy something else. So I'm in there, and it's all
Do you have
like,
anything in a convertible?
We're in a basement in Philly, and it's like just the derelicts of society. It's just like. They're going up there and they're like, hey, you owe $3,000. You owe $8,000. You owe $9,000. You owe $5,000. What do you have today? And they're like, I got $20. And they go, okay, what can you pay a month? And they go, $10. They go, boom, payment plan. So I'm like, oh, I'm fucking.
I got it.
I'm going to have a set of wheels coming out of here. This is fucking sweet.
You're a white guy with a job.
Yeah. And he comes up and he goes, what do you do for a living? I work at a law firm. He goes, okay, $1,800 today. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, no payment plan, no nothing. He's like, nah, you got it. And my brother looked at me and was like, he's like, do you have it? My brother's like, yeah, I can write a check or put it on a credit card. He's like, all right, all in full today. I was like, fuck me, dude.
Damn.
Got me. I got that same shitty fucking car.
How could they check? You could have lied, or could they in court?
What are you telling me? You work for a lawyer for?
Yeah, you could have been like, I'm unemployed. Like the process there, like for them to now go and. Check your job. Like, it just ain't happening.
I also just thought if he was like, okay, $200 today, $100 a month, I go, cool, I can swing that. Yeah. I wasn't looking for the 50 cents a month program, but I thought I was going to get on some
the
sort
problem
of program.
Is when I've been on one of those like programs where you gotta, like, but then pay that monthly, dude got arrested. It's like, I'm eventually going to miss that payment.
Sure.
And then it's going to turn into a warrant and it's over.
Damn, this just reminds me, I got an unpaid fucking speeding ticket from upstate New York. Fuck.
I just log in once in a while and.
But this is upstate.
Pay all the shit that
you never never dealt with that?
I had to do traffic school for fucking 6 hours online, which fucking sucked. And then I owe $300. But I can't pay online. I have to mail a certified check. It's like a podunk little fucking small town in upstate.
You used to
New
have
York.
To go up there. That happened to
what
me.
What town is it?
Pineville or something like that. Like outside, right by.
I just want Pineville residents when he calls you a podunk little town. Take that clip, send it to the judge, and let him know.
You're nuts if you actually think I was going to say the name of the town. You're fucking crazy, dude.
Throw the book at him. Be like, that's it. Get him.
Mr. Ryan, I heard your performance on Real Life Podcast last week.
I'm up there like Joe Pesci and my cousin.
I killed the clerk. I killed the clerk. He said right there, I killed the clerk. And he repeated, I killed the clerk. Okay, Shannon, what are we up against today, by the way? We never even did that. What are we up against today in history?
Okay, so on
May 1st, 2023, what happened?
By the way, I said rabbit this morning. I always forget.
I forgot rabbit today. I had court this morning.
So in 1952, the production of Mr. Potato Head began.
Huh. Mr. Potato Head.
There you
also,
go.
Did you know that the original...
Can we see the original Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah, what I'm going to tell you real quick is that...
It was a black guy.
I think it was a potato.
Kind of was. It was a potato. This is the original thing. And it was just like the little thingies that you actually put... Don't look at this part. It was the actual thingies that you just put like into a potato or a
potato. Oh, the
That's
original
pretty good.
Potato. So they didn't give you the potato, but then kids were letting
potato
rotting potatoes...
In their bedroom.
Literally under their pillow, and it was fucking causing a whole stink. So it's the original Potato Head part, so that's fun.
This was the next
one. Oh, it had a body on it.
And then there is a darker one that happened before our current one. Hold on. Oh, Mrs. Potato Head.
The first Mrs. Potato Head.
There you go.
I think Mr. Potato Head's cooler. Dude, but was potatoes like a fucking... There was like potato shooters.
That one looks like Steve Harvey. Sir Racist!
Oh, wait, there was a darker one. Hold on.
Still, looks, oh.
There he is.
There, it's this best. One.
Ooh. Hey, y'all.
Yikes. That's crazy that that was sold as a toy. It looks horrible.
Yeah.
But it was a fucking huge hit.
Just the things we played with as kids, though, like, especially if you're a poor kid, like, because I think, like, toys, it wasn't until, like, now. I think, like guilt from, like, all of our youth has really caught up. So the generations of kids now are really spoiled. I think the average kid is, like, massively spoiled. Like, my sister's, my niece, she has everything. Like, everything. They're not rich at all, by any means. But this kid has fucking everything. Sure. Like, every toy she could possibly imagine, all the fucking things. I think it's just like we were just raised so shittily, we feel guilty, so we spoil our kids. And I think that's pretty commonplace across the board. But I think before like the 80s, back in the day, like kids' toys were the last thing that people were spending money on.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was like you had like a doll. Yeah. I think like Christmas
bike.
In like the 60s and the 50s was like you got a couple
four
toys.
Things,
yeah, probably, yeah. And that was that. Like there wasn't like just like. Just
here's
piles
25
and
presents.
Piles of
yeah.
fucking toys. And then my son doesn't even get through his toys. That there's toys that he has not opened up from two Christmases ago.
Really?
That just sit in the closet. He never gets to it. And then he gets a whole new slew of toys. It's actually.
He ages out of it or
it's
whatever.
It's obnoxious. It's obnoxious.
I think now, when we were kids, there was things that we wanted to have that other kids had. We wanted to have it. But now there's things that the kids kind of have to have. Like if he didn't have an iPad or a phone or whatever. He would be like left out of his social circle.
It's for even just a social circle. Like my son has an iPad and a phone. He's not on it really ever.
Sure.
But to ignore the fact that these components and these tools
he's going to need later in life.
They're extensions of our brains and our hands and our eyes. And you're not navigating the earth literally, like without GPS, right?
Yeah.
But you're not navigating society without being able to know these things. And that's why when you're talking about like the technology and like the we were talking about ChatGPT recently, it's like that tool, similarly to how a phone or the internet became a tool to use, that can be an extension for really creative people.
Sure.
For people that want to get a lot of work done. And there's a lot of different, I'm like really into the AI thing. So there's ones that can build websites. There's ones that could build business plans. There's ones that are specifically customized to fucking, you know, write screenplays and fucking all this other shit. That technology will get better and better and better. And it will not replace human beings. What it will be a tool that really human beings and really creative human beings can get a shit ton of work done.
Yeah, like here's the framework for a business plan. I got to go in and tighten it up.
Exactly.
Whatever.
You got him a drone? Does he have a drone?
He has a couple drones. He doesn't fuck with them, dude. He's got an unopened drone. He's got it all.
Get him on the drones.
I got him a black guy, like the movie The Toy. Like, you remember that movie? Yeah, he's just fucking unopened in the room. Just sits there, dude. Guy doesn't
say
shit.
He plays with one of his mom's house.
That's a goddamn sleeper hit, though. Shout out to Jackie Gleason and Richard Pryor.
That was a great, most racist movie ever.
I've never seen it.
You never saw The Toy? Pull up the trailer for The Toy.
I know, it's right. He just, like, it's like a human toy, right?
Yeah, he gets hired. Richard Pryor gets hired.
Oh, it's like I thought it was like a robot or something.
No, he's essentially
an actual
slave.
Okay.
He's essentially a slave.
Well, now he's getting paid.
But if you're in the right place, at the right time, there's no telling how far you can go.
You're very strong for a little lady. And you have a lot of hair on your lip.
This time, Jack Brown is about to go too far.
I want him.
He's not the same.
Daddy said anything I want, anything in the store. Wrap him up.
The toy.
He's dressed
put
as
him
a
in
Nazi.
A box. I forgot.
Yeah, by Richard Pryor. And Jackie Gleason.
What do you need?
Well, let's start at 1,000. We'll work our way up.
1,000 is highway road.
Take that, darky.
2,000.
2,500. All right, we got it.
We got it.
So that was the movie, yeah. That was great.
It's a good movie, though.
It was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it as a kid.
I loved all Richard Pryor's movies.
Yeah.
Stir Crazy.
See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
I remember seeing that on like Comedy Central as an 8-year-old.
Him and Gene Wilder really had a run.
That was great.
Yeah, trying to, you know, I'm trying to show my son comedy movies now. It's like that's a new thing. We watched Talladega Nights.
Nice.
He loved Classic.
It. Loved it. And it's, you know, mildly inappropriate.
Mildly.
A couple little things.
Yeah.
Really not that bad for a 10-year-old. You know, there's like a little sexuality, but that's it. He's fucking, you know.
I mean, do you look at yourself when you were 10? I mean, when what the things you were doing when you were 10 compared to him?
Crazy,
I know.
Shit.
That's what it's like.
At that point, I had already found my first penthouse. I had already seen porn. I had already, like, I was already stealing things, going, like, breaking into cars and shit. Like, me at 10 was such a different, like, this. He's a little kid, you know, and I really do try to protect him. We were going to watch Liar Liar the other day. And I didn't remember the movie at all. I remember there's a scene in the elevator with
Jennifer Tilly,
Krista Allen.
Yes, great,
smoking great. Hot. Loved Krista Allen. She played Billy on Days of Our Lives. Had a crush on Billy on Days of Our Lives when I was a little kid. You know, she went out and did some other. She's fucking just a goddamn smoke show. But I remember that scene. You know, and this is the scene from the elevator, and he's like, it's nice
I
to see.
Squeeze him.
Yeah, she was so. When I was like a kid, this was my type of chick right here.
No, super hot. Guys, watch out. Lewis likes hot chicks.
Real connoisseur, huh?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Oh, she would hurt me. I would look
Everybody's
at her.
Been real nice.
Oh, you bitch. Oh, you
That's
little
because
slut.
You have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
I mean, your boobs are huge.
Can you like it? No. So as I start pressing play, I'm starting. Whatever it was, I just went through the beats as a dad in my head, and I was like, I bet you there's going to be a scene where his son asks him about Santa.
Oh, really? I was going to say that courtroom.
Yeah, because he can't lie.
That courtroom scene is going to be tough.
Well, I don't really remember
Jennifer
that.
Tilly, the audio of Jennifer Tilly cheating.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah, that's true. But I was like, So I was like, and then I Googled, I was like, because there's like parent blogs specifically like movies that spoil Santa Claus. And sure enough, there's a scene where he tells his son Santa's not real. Now, my son also is too old to believe in Santa Claus. Like, he's going to middle school this year. He's 10. He's going into the fifth grade next year. So we're telling him before next Christmas.
You have to.
But we haven't told him yet. And I couldn't have it be Liar Liar, like this fucking movie with tits all over the place, that is, he goes back to his mom and says, oh yeah, dad showed me Liar Liar, and also Santa's not fucking real. Just so you know.
P.S. your boobs are huge.
And I have a masturbation problem now, so
can't stop wailing on myself.
This is mom. So
you're gonna tell him, huh? Sit him down.
You got to.
I don't know how yet. I think on the father-son trip this year, I do a father-son trip every year. I'm gonna sit him down. But all right, we gotta tell you a couple things.
I would live in the arena of the idea of Santa Claus, the spirit of Santa.
Of course,
yeah.
He's dead. He's a spirit. Good idea. Santa died.
He died. James, he had a good run.
Just so you know, he's no longer with us.
He
so.
Got drafted in Vietnam. He
I don't
got killed.
I don't want to hear nothing about it, kid.
Santa heard you touch yourself and killed himself. Santa knows what you do in the bathroom, and he slit his wrists.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him this year. I gotta sit him down and be like, James, you know, look. I told my dad was stabbed to death.
Really?
Yesterday.
I told him Santa Claus first. Car.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I told him that, yeah.
Pop-Up was murdered.
By Santa Claus. So I'm trying to demonize Santa first.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
There you go.
He's not a good guy, James.
Now you're happy he's gone.
You really don't want a guy crowding around the house at night.
Be like, I'm kidding. He doesn't exist. It was another Puerto Rican.
Wait, you really told him that?
Yeah.
Before that, you told him your dad died in a drunk driving accident.
I told him, a drunk driver killed him. And he just asked again. He was like, Dad, your dad died in a car accident, right? And I was like, I was like, no. I said an honest moment with him. And
what did he say?
He was like, good.
More for us. Huh?
He had it coming.
Good riddance.
He's standing behind you with a knife.
Good fucking riddance.
Damn, did he take it okay? Heavy shit.
Yeah, he took it okay. He was like, oh, that's dark. He was just. Yeah.
Hey, quit bumming me out, dude. Yeah. I'm on my way to school, man.
He literally, when he was like, that's really dark.
We're queuing up Dumb and Dumber here. You're really killing the vibe.
But, you know, I really hammer the whole chaos theory butterfly effect into his head. I was like, look, without him getting stabbed to death violently and brutally that night, you wouldn't be here today. So.
There you go.
Now he's got blood on his
hands. Some would say it's your fault. But there's people out there.
Look, I don't know. You know, causation is something or other. I don't know exactly what that phrase is.
God,
but
damn.
But I love you. Give him a little pat on the back.
Now go play, you little knucklehead.
You can play, you little knucklehead.
Oh, fuck me. All right. 12-year-old kicked out of school for wearing a T-shirt that said there are only two genders. Is this the Real Life Stupid Week? Let's see, Shannon. Do we have a picture of the T-shirt?
I don't, but I have him explaining it in front of like the school board. What Please. Happened?
Please.
Jesus. I was taken out of gym class to sit down with two adults for what turned out to be a very uncomfortable talk. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt, that my shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Yes, words on a shirt made people feel unsafe. They told me that I wasn't in trouble, but it sure felt like I was. I was told that I would need to remove my shirt before I could return to class.
Hot.
When I nicely told them that I didn't want to do that, they called my father. Thankfully, my dad supported
my Thankfully, my father is an actual bigot.
Yeah, his parents wrote that script.
Yeah.
What did my shirt say? Five simple words. There are only two genders. Just a statement I believe to be a fact. I have been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class. Who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important?
Freaks!
Dude, his dad wrote this.
Who is this protected class?
His dad's been waiting for this for a long time. Okay. There's definitely a couple empty Coors Light cans on the table when he was penning this together.
I'll show him.
He's somewhere off camera mouthing the words that he's saying.
Pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do. Not one person, staff, or student told me that they were bothered by what I was wearing. Actually, just the opposite. Several kids told me that they supported my actions and that they wanted one too.
Oh, you fucking dork.
A couple kids hailed Hitler right at me.
Well, it's also like, as a 12-year-old, you shouldn't care about this. That's what's fucking corny. If you're like, either way, it's like...
It's as dorky as
the Bud Light thing. It's like, just shut the fuck up. Just shut up. You're 12.
Yeah, you're...
Go Google boobs.
You shouldn't care, just like the other people should care. But I also do believe that the school... So here's the thing. I was asked to remove a shirt when I was younger.
Me too.
Yeah, it was a Me Too shirt. It was Me Too with the X through it, like the smoking signal.
Sure.
And he was like, your shirt's making people feel unsafe.
I'm ahead of my time, dog.
I was carrying a gun.
You were both in the pool at the time. Hey, fatty, loosen the T-shirt. We all know you got tits under there.
You're not fooling anybody, you lard ass.
Keep going with that two-gender malarkey now that I see your tits in the pool.
I was wearing
your post-op, I see.
I was wearing an Atari Teenage Riot T-shirt, which was a techno metal-y. It was like a heavy, it was like techno, but it had like industrial and like metal elements to it too. But it was much more, they pull up some Atari Teenage Riot, pull up their number one track these days. I didn't really like the music that much. I liked a few of the songs.
What was offensive
Atari
about the shirt?
They had an AK-47 on it. And it was like, it said Atari Teenage Riot and an AK-47 in the center of it. And then they made me turn it inside out. Is this new Atari Teenage Riot?
I don't know.
They had some Nazi elements. Is that a Jew? What are they going to do to this Jew?
I don't like it.
Hell yeah. It's a dangerous place. God, techno sucks.
Ain't good.
Oh my god. Alright, fast forward a little so the music starts. Uh-oh, what are they doing with those Jewish flags? Alright, boo, it stinks. It was better back then.
Sure.
It was. It really was, dude. Back in the day, it was Atari Teenage Riot. Wait a minute. That's Mortal Kombat.
So they made you think
Mortal Kombat. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of the Mortal Kombat theme.
Atari Teenage. Atari Teenage Riot. The band. Da, da, da.
Teenagers in disguise.
Doggy, and they made me turn it inside out.
Drive it a blue, da, ba, da.
I mean, they just like, I feel like the rules are somewhat arbitrary, you know, but all it takes is like, here's the thing with that specific shirt, if I'm an administrator there, I'm going like, well, you're just trolling everybody.
Sure.
The whole point of it is just to troll everybody. My rule in the school would be like, nobody should be expressing their politicized beliefs on a t-shirt in school. It is a distraction. It's actually a distraction. Just like if you were wearing a fucking gay pride shirt, right? Or like a fucking, you know, transgendered rights or my rights. If that was on your shirt, I would say that that's also a distraction, right? Your chest is not a place in school or really even work, depending on where you are, to express your political beliefs or your social beliefs. I think expressing yourself through style and through fashion is great for a kid.
Sure.
But I also don't think that a 12-year-old really understands what they're talking about enough to have to create that conversation in a school environment. So I understand why they actually told them to take the shirt off completely. Even though I think it's kind of dumb, I do think that there are only two genders. But at the same time, it's like, well, don't be that fucking kid. And also don't play dumb. Like, so I went in and I very nicely said, well, I don't. Don't play dumb. Are you smart enough to have this fucking conversation or not? So don't play. Don't do this whole like, well, what I just said, I just was. You know what you're doing. So own it. Say, you know what? No, I was trolling my classmates. If they're not big enough to understand that and handle that, maybe they shouldn't be here. Right. Own your fucking argument. If you want to fucking wear it, then wear it. But don't play dumb. Don't act like you're fucking
like the victim. Like I was asked to take my shirt off, which was traumatizing.
It's all dumb. Let's not act like one of the parents didn't buy him that shirt.
Of course.
Where did a 12-year-old get a fucking shirt? He
and
drive himself
sitting
to the mall.
Next to the phone waiting for the call.
Oh, yeah.
They love
They're
it.
Going, today's the day.
They love it. They
Which
love
is
it. I
the
remember when I was
that's
fucked
all.
Up.
That's
when I was in
part.
The 7th or 8th grade, I was in my church band, St. Peter's Church, and I would wear a Marilyn Manson, no, probably 9th grade, Marilyn Manson t-shirt and eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the band director, the lady, she was like, yeah, you can't wear a Marilyn Manson t-shirt to church in general. She was like, that's crazy. She was like, that's blasphemous. But she was like, you have to turn that inside out or you can't play. And I remember being like, fucking, come on, man. What are you fucking trying to silence me? Like, and I was just like obviously, I'm trolling an entire church. So now I'm this distraction for everybody at church to be like, they know what Marilyn Manson says. He's ripping Bibles up. He's fucking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, as an adult, yes, I do think we have the right to free speech. I do think as a kid, I was expressing myself, but I was trying to be a dick.
You were looking for attention.
I was looking for attention. I was trolling. I was looking for the argument. I was trying to be a victim. Like, look, they're making me turn my shirt inside out.
You fucking believe this?
It was all just dumb, immature horseshit. So when a 12-year-old does that, I kind of roll my eyes because I was that 12-year-old kid. And I know exactly what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with the message. A 12-year-old isn't really the right delivery method for that message.
Sure.
Yeah. It's
what were you playing in the band?
Skin flute.
Fucking, doing first chair.
Just originating a dude. Yeah. Dude. No, I played drums and we would do...
You would do the songs for the mass.
Yeah, it was like there was like, you know, a little like rock vibe.
Generals
to the...
gathered in the mass.
Janet.
I.
Red and blood. No, we would just do like, you know, we added a little like rock twist onto like most of like the, you know, whatever, I guess normal church rock songs.
Yeah.
Where one of them was Hosanna, Papa, Hosanna, Papa, Hosanna in the highest.
Yeah, that's real trashy.
Yeah, a little bit of funk to it.
Our church did the same thing sometime in the 90s. They got an acoustic guitar, and they'd be like, Our Father.
Rocks with that shit.
But fucking right down the middle.
Me, Dave Green, John Hickey, who were in the band Salty Blackfire, we were all, it was just another, we could perform.
Sure.
Right? And it was just another opportunity for us to just play together, and we would fucking.
Well, like that was, to go back to that was your outlet of like, hey, I want to express myself in some way. Like that kid wearing the shirt, he should be expressing himself, but in a more positive way. You know what I mean? Like he's looking for attention. You're looking for attention, so you join the fucking choir.
I just roll my eyes when it's a fucking. I roll my eyes when you get a little kid, and this is me being consistent, right? So whatever side you're on, right? Politically, socially, whatever. When I see a little kid at a rally and he's holding up a sign and it's like written by his parents, like obviously, yeah. And I'm like. This is dumb. Like, it's just like, just go be a fucking kid.
Yeah.
A kid is not a billboard for a political message.
That's
you know,
the parents, like you said.
Most of the time it's the parents, but even if it's not the parents, let's say that's the fucking thing that the kid's into, I'm still going, well, you know what? It's not really to wear a shirt like that in class, which is just to stir up some shit and get into some argument with some other kids. I'm sure nobody said anything to you because they're fucking pussies and they're trying to fist fight you over some horse shit in your shirt. But he probably did get a few complaints. There probably was a few woke ass teachers that was like, yeah, they got it. They're adults and they go, oh yeah, this kid's trying to troll us. Mm-hmm. So look, you trolled us and now you have to take your fucking shirt off. This is the end result. If you go on Twitter and you start calling people names, you might get your account blocked. It just is what it is. Yeah, you have to play by the rules that are sort of set in front of you or make your own fucking rules, right? So that's the path that I went down was I started making my own rules because I didn't want to play by the fucking rules of the industry. I didn't like playing by those rules, right? So it's a mentality that you have to have. You can't complain that you're being treated unfairly when you're not really playing by the rules that are set forth in front of you. All right, last...
Luis J. Gomez, look at that.
Last one... let's see. He has my vote. I was kicked out of a store over my shorts. I'm a victim of hot.
It's just a fucking thong.
Phobia.
I think I saw this.
Let's see.
It was out of Costco. Some thick.
What
broad.
Is this?
Here's the picture of her in the store. So she's 21. Oof. This is in Brazil.
Brazil.
In Brazil.
That's like a flat. Might as well be a 3-piece suit in Brazil.
They kicked her out of the store in Brazil. She's overdressed for Brazil.
It's true.
I let it all hang out.
At least
there.
Turn the heat on.
So she brought a professional photographer with her as well, right?
That I would get kicked out. It's like you're causing a scene. Miss this. You
she's,
can't have.
No, we also.
I'd get kicked out for following her around.
Yeah.
Keep asking for free samples.
Hey, sir, those aren't watermelons.
So what exactly happened, Shannon? She was kicked out.
Yeah. So she was in there, and they asked her to leave, and she says that she gets treated like this all the time, and it's only because people are jealous. Because she's hot, and this is what hot people have to deal with. I have her Instagram also.
Let's
if you want to
look
a little.
See
she's your hot. Asshole's hanging out. We got fruit around here.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
She also has this story like pinned to the top.
Yeah, of course. She's also not that hot.
Yeah, she's not crazy
attractive. A little chunko. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, she's hot, but she's a little chunko, though. She's a little chunko.
Hey, fatty, you want to dress like that? You gotta lose a couple, honey.
I'm just saying, doggy. She's...
Can I direct you to the celery? We did things the right way here at Costco. Tighten it up a little bit.
I mean, look, yeah, sure, it's great. Obviously, it's dope, but it's still...
tough-looking bedspread, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, buddy. That and a $1.25 hot dog, I'm set for the day. I'd go to Costco a lot more.
Yeah, I mean she's pretty just okay.
What's her name?
Hold on, okay, Carole Chavez.
Somebody's doing some Googling, huh? Yeah.
She looks like a professional adult.
So you're into that type of chick.
No, not really. No. I don't know. She just face wise. She just looks like this lady I've seen.
Who's the chick that you like?
Something at 69. That's in her name. That's the only reason I remember it. Sriracha 69 or
Sriracha something. Sriracha 69. It's like a better version of Heinz number 67.
It's the adult version. La Sriracha 69.
Sriracha 69.
A little more cayenne pepper.
Yeah, a little on the 69. Her dad does.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this one. This has been a lot of fun. Always a great time with
thank
the
you,
RU
buddy.
Thank you.
You guys are the fucking best. We love
appreciate
you guys.
It, man.
You guys.
Thanks,
I'm not going to see you guys at Skankfest this year.
I know I'm traveling. Man. I'm pissed.
Boys.
Trust me.
Boys.
It turned into a fight with the lady.
Come on,
that
boys.
Was our. That's our
what
week
are
vacation.
We doing? Where are you going, at least?
Europe.
Where in Europe?
Visit our family. We're going to do Germany and then some other places as well.
Well,
we got to do it,
we'll
man.
We'll get you the next one. We got some cool plans for the ones after that. So
we're looking forward to it, man.
Yeah,
love doing everyone from here on out.
Always fucking love you guys. Support these guys in everything they do. Go support their podcast, Are You Garbage, right now. And we'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
Peace.
That's all, folks.